More than 3 weeks after Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, many residents of the island are still struggling to gain access to clean drinking water, electricity, and life-saving medicines. On Thursday, President Trump remarked that the federal government cannot keep FEMA and the military in Puerto Rico forever. Meanwhile, one Carnegie Mellon University student has taken on her own relief effort. Rosanna Guernica, a Puerto Rico native, is raising money to charter planes, arriving on the island with relief supplies and returning to the mainland with people with urgent medical needs. 90.5 WESA Sarah Schneider caught up with Guernica outside an Allegheny County Democratic Committee event where she was speaking Thursday night.
How did you react initially when the hurricane hit Puerto Rico and you saw and heard about the devastation?
It was heartbreaking. It was devastating. And those feelings were followed by feelings of guilt because I was here and I was okay and I had electricity and water and my problems were nothing compared to what suddenly my friends, old high school teachers, family members were facing with. And then we lost communication with 98% of people. You just stopped hearing. My father, for example, wasn't able to leave his apartment for the first 5 days because the water was so high.
So then what inspired this pretty bold, you know, plan that you took on?
I don't do well when people tell me there's an unfortunate situation I can't do anything about. That was the general consensus. There was nothing anyone could do. You could not reach the island. You couldn't talk to anyone. You couldn't get packages there. Commercial flights weren't going in or out because the airport had been completely destroyed and lost their telecommunications. A few people I know said, oh, like XYZ got out. And I'm like, how? And it was through private charters. So that night, I talked to my grandmother on the phone, who fortunately wasn't there by coincidence. She was in Dallas. And I told her what I was going to do. And she just hit the roof. She's like, you're absolutely crazy. Like, why? Like, you have, like, this great life. You're in Pittsburgh. You're going to CMU. You have good grades. Like, why do this to yourself? And I'm like, I'm able to. And I'm getting messages trickle in with people who don't have water. People we know. If we want to do something, we will find a way. I think that's what I had. I had a lot of motivation, and I wasn't able to sit still.
What have you learned about the relief effort and what people still need?
I know that it's been 3 weeks, and there are people still dying because they can't get proper medical attention. They don't have generators to power their oxygen tanks. They can't keep their insulin cold, and so therefore it becomes useless. These are people who, more or less, had they been in a stable environment, would be okay.
Tell me about going back, being back home after this happened. What did you see?
So I flew down with a Dr. Alejandro Rodriguez from Allegheny Health Network. He's from Ponce. We flew down, and as we got closer, we were able to see the island, and it's just large stretches of brown and murky waters and brown rivers. And when you fly over Puerto Rico, you see this green, luscious vegetation, and you see these bright blue waters, and it's this beautiful place. And to see just the destruction it did to the vegetation alone was absolutely heartbreaking. It's our home. Why is a 22-year-old who's a junior in college able to make a difference? She shouldn't have to. That need should not exist. There's been a lot of help sent to Puerto Rico, and there's a lot of people down there working really hard, government officials and private citizens, yet there are still so many people in need, and there are people who are dying, and it's just because of the amount of destruction that the island saw. That's what it is.